could you discuss approaches using the emotional freedom technique for my Parkinson's condition and your opinion of the value of the technique?
Yeah, this is a great question. Emotional freedom technique is a very simple and powerful technique for assisting us to turn negative emotions to a positive view. Now, EFT was developed from thought field therapy, which is a much more complex process, but emotional freedom technique is very powerful and has been used around the world for many years. Now, it's one of a whole gamut of strategies we can use to develop a positive emotional status in our body. The development of Parkinson's revolves around the non-resolution of trauma or high stress early in life. And what that tends to do is get locked into our body so that our response to other situations during life is from a basis of fight, flight or freeze, from a basis of trauma. When we're dealing with the physical aspects of Parkinson's, we also need to look at the emotional and spiritual aspects of Parkinson's. And that usually means that we need to get trauma out of our body so that our body can start producing neurotransmitters appropriately and reduce the production of stress hormones. And that requires us to undertake strategies like meditation, relaxation, walking, sitting, dreaming, singing, sleeping, listening to music. And one of the strategies we can use is emotional freedom technique. It's been a very powerful asset for a number of my clients, and I've used it myself. My wife, Nicole, has used it for a number of situations. And it's one of those strategies that can be used on a regular basis if we need to, or just as and when we need it. For instance, when we're facing a stressful situation or we have a challenge in our mind, one of those negative ideas that goes round and round and round and round and round, we can use EFT to break that, to develop a positive affirmation and use the tapping technique. There's a lot about emotional freedom technique on the internet, and it's really worth looking at and using from time to time, or as I say, on a regular basis.